This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, we're back. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show. This is the second hour, and we welcome you to call in at 410-922-6680. When you do, you'll be entered in a contest to win a muzzleloader. The only requirement we have is to call, leave your phone number, and go on the air, say hi. So we'll get you in the contest. You can also enter by email, and we are getting your emails, by the way, Arnold. Chuck and Harold, we got all your and I got your photos too, buddy. So we are getting them, and we appreciate the well wishes. We're not going to read them all on the air if we read any of them. Just a busy day, and we appreciate them though. We do appreciate the emails. The email address is Ellis, my last name E L L I S, at ellisoutdoors.com. E-L-L-I-S at E-L-L-I-S outdoors, O-U-T-D-O-R-R-S .com. EllisOutdoors.com is the overall umbrella for everything I do, we do, which is the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs Magazine, and the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And you can find those various websites at on their own or at EllisOutdoors.com if you'd like to check it out. So, where do we start? Where do we start? So much has happened. Please be careful out there if you're going out hunting today. Watch if you're out in a boat on the water fishing or waterfowling. Please be very careful out there. The wind is brutal. The wind is brutal. For you deer hunters, I'd hunt from the ground today, to be honest with you. It's going to be a tough day anyway in the deer woods. If you feel compelled to get into the thick stuff, into the bedding areas, that's where you're going to find the deer. And they're going to be moving because that wind just keeps them rocking and rolling. So, there's Glenn in Towson. Let's talk to Glenn and we'll continue on. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Alan?
I'm great.
So you think the deer might be moving this morning?
I don't know. I'm not sure if they're. Are you in a stand now?
No, I'm home. I was going to go out, but it's a little too windy.
you know, after the long archery season and the 2 weeks of firearm season, you get into that late and the early muzzleloader season, you get into that late muzzleloader season around the holidays, and it's almost optional whether you want to go deer hunting or not. And, you know, you try to pick the best days. I don't know if they'll be moving. The two I bumped out yesterday in the middle of the afternoon, I bumped them out walking in, and I didn't see them again after that. They were on top of the ridge. I was on the bottom of the ridge, and I sat for about, 3 hours in the ground blind in prime time and never saw a deer. So, you know, who knows? And that could just have been where I was. I may have been set up in the wrong place. I don't know. But I didn't see any activity at all yesterday afternoon other than those two that I bumped out. And, you know, the only reason they ran out was because I kicked them out of their bed, so... But I can't tell you. I try to pick the best days, and I tried this year to tell myself that weather wasn't going to be a factor for me. Rain, snow, sleet, gloom of night, you know, kind of like the Postal Service. I'm going to be out there. Other than the gloom of night, I'm not going to be out there then. But, I'm just trying it in all conditions, and seen deer every time I've been out. Just not ideally in this high wind situation. And again, I wouldn't be in a tree stand today. That's for sure.
Yeah,
just too dangerous. Just too dangerous. Too dangerous. Ground blind. Sit on the ground. Ambush them. Still hunt. You know, I did a little still hunting yesterday on the way in. That's always fun to explore new territory and and, you know, see the trail, see the rub, see if there's any scrapes, see if there's any deer sign anywhere. And there's a little corner that I could sit in, or there's a little place I could put a tree stand. I like to do that. And, you know, still hunting, people mistake stand hunting for still hunting. Still hunting is simply walking along slowly through the woods, scanning ahead of you, watching, you know, observing your surroundings and just taking your time to get to where you're going, if you're going anywhere. And I've always enjoyed that type of hunting. I don't get to do it often enough, but there you go.
Well, thanks, Al.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right, here we go. Wayne LaPierre, National Rifle Association.
Rather than face their own moral failings, the media demonize lawful gun owners, amplify their cries for more laws, and fill the national media with misinformation and dishonest thinking that only delay meaningful action and all but guarantee that the next atrocity is only a news cycle away. The media calls semi-automatic firearms machine guns. They claim these civilian semi-automatic firearms are used by the military. They tell us that the .223 round is one of the most powerful rifle calibers. When all of these claims are factually untrue, they don't know what they're talking about. Worse, they perpetuate the dangerous notion that one more gun ban or one more law imposed on peaceable, lawful people will protect us where 20,000 other laws have failed.
True that. .223. Interesting caliber. A little bigger than a .22 rifle that you plink with. However, it's in a center fire cartridge. It is extremely fast. But does anybody really know what the .223 was designed for in a military caliber? Pat, do you know? It's not a sniper rifle. It's not a big game cartridge. It's not. No, the .223 was designed for one purpose. In a full metal jacket, the .223 was developed to wound people on the battlefield. The theory being that if you wound a comrade, that person will require medical attention and will require other people to be taken out of the battle, two other people at least, to tend to that person's wounds. Not meant necessarily to be a killer. Now, when the .223 became available in the public realm and in some of these firearms, in these civilian versions of the semi-automatic firearms, caliber or bullets were designed for the .223, much like a .243, a .22-250, to use for varmint hunting, for groundhogs, for I said varmints, I mean coyotes, foxes, things like that, very effective at long ranges, and also for self-protection. And in a conversation I had the other day, what similarity does a Ruger ranch rifle have with an AR-15? I said, shoots same caliber, same basic action, semi-automatic, same caliber, except the Ruger ranch rifle looks like a regular rifle. But nobody's talking about Ruger ranch rifles. They're talking about a cosmetically unattractive firearm. Depends on who you're talking to. If you remember, my friend Jim Zumbo came out and talked about the appearance of assault rifles. Said he didn't like using them for game. Didn't like their looks. Liked the nice lines of a good sporting rifle. You know, and I mean, hey, look, a walnut stock and a nice blue barrel with a scope on top. I mean, a really cool-looking deer rifle is cherished in families for generations, you know. my granddad's old model, you know, I'm not mine, but my granddad's old Model 70 or something like that. You know, people have an innate attraction to those good looking firearms. And the AR style rifles aren't good looking unless you love that appearance. So anyway, that being said, it's a matter of education, just like the school teacher. I don't know why anybody needs a military rifle. Just what Wayne LaPierre said. They've been influenced by the media. They've been influenced by pop culture. They've been influenced by misstatements of fact. That's the way it's going to be for gun owners. Gun owners, time to man up. The NRA actually did. Got a text from a friend that said, looks like the NRA grew a set today. And they did. And they said it straight. Wayne LaPierre said it straight. We're playing just a few excerpts. If you'd like this whole speech, it's 13 pages long. I'm not going to read it, but I will be glad to send it to you, send you the link where you can download the entire thing. You can print it out on your own home computer. Just send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Talk to another shop owner here in the Baltimore area whose store was inundated with business. People are rushing to buy firearms because they know what the talk that we hear on the media and what we hear from our elected officials means. They know what it means. They're willing to go through the process. They're willing to go through the waiting period for handguns. They're willing to go through the process for, NICS check, the 4473 form. They're willing to answer all those questions and have somebody behind a counter that they don't know call the FBI and have their background checked to buy a firearm. Willing to do that because they know what's coming. He would not talk to the media. He had calls from several television stations here in the Baltimore area. He said, I will not talk to them because they will not want to hear what I have to say. He said, it's time for us to man up. And I agree. It's time for us to man up. Men, I'm making the call today. It comes to firearms, man up. And here's what you need to do. Number one, you need to become humble before your God. You need to pray. You need to ask for wisdom. And you need to stand up on your own two feet and be a man. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680. Talk to Jack in Towson. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Hi, Alan.
Hey,
I
buddy.
I just wanted to take a moment to call and wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, buddy. You too.
And I've got a letter that I'll be sending to you with a couple little stories.
Oh, good. I can't wait. That sounds great, man. That sounds
both
great.
With his comments about the infield brought back a few memories for me. When I was a youngster, my first experience, I think I bought one that was a special shipment or something of the 303 infield, or
yep,
also called 303 British.
British, right. 303 British, exactly.
And I think I paid $10 for mine, and I don't remember the place where I bought it. I thought it might have been J.C. Penney's, but I bought
it. Very well could have been.
I bought ammunition from him and everything else.
Yep.
His point about the stock and the, you know, the buttstock, I do remember because it had a metal pad.
Yes.
And that sucker could, you know, leave you if you went out to the range or went out to do shooting, you could come back with a, you know, kind of a black and blue shoulder.
Exactly right.
You had to pack that sucker in real tight.
Yep.
And hold it there. And so I went out and bought myself later on a John Wayne vest. And I'd wear that, and that was a little bit of a pad. And then one day I changed it and put a rubber pad on there, some kind of a softer pad,
yep,
and it did improve it.
Yep.
But that became one of my favorite rifles until I bought a Winchester 94.
Ah.
And, oh, I love that. You know,
what? Which one, 30-30 or 32?
32.
Yep.
Well, you got a good memory, too.
Well, I have both of those, as a matter of fact. A friend of mine sold me his .32. He's passed on now. His name was Bill, old German guy, Wilhelm. Passed on now, but he sold me his rifle at a ridiculous price. I actually paid him $50 more than he told me he wanted for it. But it's a .32 Winchester Special, Model 94.
Yep.
And it was made in 1958. And 2 years ago, I went to an auction, and my accountant was involved in the auction, and I started looking at the list of the guns. There were 400 firearms on the auction, and my eye focused on a Model 94 .30-30, which was my first deer rifle, which I left behind in a divorce somehow. I missed it, but it was post '62. This one was built in 1954, the same year I was born. And I did carry that one day in the stand this year. I just didn't get an opportunity to take a deer with it. I did take a deer with the .32 a couple of years ago, and took my picture with the deer and gave the photo to my buddy Wilhelm. And I said, "Your gun really works good." He says, "Oh, I know it does." And so, the old Model 94, man. I've started out with one, and I had one in my hand this year. So I'm a proud owner of two of them, both the .32 and the .30-30. So.
Well, there's another thing that I want to mention to you, because I was a youngster. You know, this was so long ago for me. I'm, you know, kind of pushing up there a few years behind me. But back at that time, I took my rifle with me, and I went to school. And I was able to take it in, and I had the teacher said, took me up to the front of the room, and they put it up on the desk there, and they said, "Okay, now what do we do with this?" And I started to take it, you know, break it down,
sure,
so that I could show everybody in the class. And they said, "What do you know about this?" And I said, "Well, I know three things. One, you don't ever lend your car. Two, you don't ever lend your wife out. And three, you never lend out your rifle."
That's correct.
And that's the way I learned. And I was, I think about fifth grade, and I've never forgotten that. That's just the way it was supposed to be.
Yep.
So anyway, I thank you, and I'm really enjoying this. I'm going to ask you in my letter to send me a copy of the speech.
All right, I'll do that. I will do that. I'll be glad to do that.
And, you know, I would enter your contest right now, but because of my age and my eyesight isn't so good, I'm going to pass on it because the paperwork would take me too long to fill out.
Actually, there's no paperwork. It's a muzzle-loading rifle, and it comes directly from Connecticut Valley Arms, CVA, right to your door.
Oh.
So would you like me to put you on hold?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, sir. And again, happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Stay on the line, Jack, and Pat will pick you up and grab your phone number.
You and Captain Dan and the others. I wish you all well.
Thank you very much, buddy. Nice to hear from you. Merry Christmas. There he goes. Mr. Jack, where are we? What do we have to do here? Oh, boy, we got a lot to do. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And I would like to tell you about the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman's Expo. Coming up at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, 12th, and 13th, you can actually win an African safari. You can meet Razor Dobbs of Razor Dobbs Alive. He's the host of a television show on NBC Sports, I believe, which is Channel 2 in Baltimore County on cable. The tickets are on sale at OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com, and you will see over 100 exhibitors for hunting, fishing, boating, and outdoor specialists to help you plan your next adventure. Plenty of local Chesapeake Bay experts, as well as African safari guides, big game specialists, and premier gun experts. Bring a big truck to fit all the fishing tackle. Available for purchase and a huge selection of outdoor gear. Guest speakers will cover topics like targeting rockfish in the Chesapeake, preparing for your first African hunt, and tackling the bay with light tackle. OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com is the website. You can check it out. You can buy your tickets. And here, starting in a week or so, we're going to give a few tickets away to that, as well as the other shows that we're talking about here. So if you're an exhibitor and you have a product or a service that you would like to put out there for the outdoorsman, we welcome you to visit the website OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com and check it all out. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, the powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, which is overly Route 1 south of the Beltway, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris holiday sales event. This offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle or visit PeteCycle.com for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Sure to take training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org. For more information,
the bone collector himself, Realtree's Michael Waddell, will be at the NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show in Frederick.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts.
Talking about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We celebrate his birth on Christmas Day, December 25th, at each and every year. Those of you in the Christian faith, it is the second most important day of the year for you. Hey, by the way, the NRA number, if you would like to join the National Rifle Association, 877, that's 1-877-NRA-2000. 1-877-NRA-2000. Operators are standing by to receive your membership. and memberships have been going well. Let's talk to Joe in Gambier. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. Yeah, listen, I just wanted to comment. You were issuing the challenge on men and women manning up and, you know, speaking out on the thing. And you're right. You're completely right. I mean, the media and all the pundits are misidentifying the problem. It's like if you went to a doctor and you had cancer in your foot and they're giving aspirin for a headache.
That's right.
They're not, you know, if you had a doctor like that, you'd fire him.
That's correct.
But they've got this going on. I mean, who has a protest group that organized themselves and came out as they did for all the gun grabbers the night of this tragedy in front of the White House? It's not about the problem. It's about the agenda.
Right.
And you know, and I know, the main reason behind the Second Amendment is not hunting. It doesn't have anything realistically to do with self-defense. It was our protection against a government.
A tyrannical government. Absolutely right. And we're headed that way.
We absolutely are.
And you know what? That's what nobody will discuss. That's what the media doesn't even, they don't even see it. Their head is so far up there.
Right. Well, they
suffer. Let me put it this way. They suffer from cranial rectal inversion.
Exactly. And they've never read or studied the Constitution. They don't understand what, you know, look at the whole situation, the coverage, the wall-to-wall coverage, which was inciting panic to my mind anyway, last Friday.
Oh, my God. I couldn't watch it. And, you know, I have friends who have kids that couldn't watch it. They couldn't even watch television.
Well, not only that, you also had some of those people that interviewing some of the 5- and 6-year-olds. That was way out of line.
Out of line,
but
completely.
Besides that, what did they focus on? They focused on the police and the military showing up with firearms. The exact same point Wayne LaPierre was making in his news conference.
Right.
And they just didn't want to hear that. And they
protect our president. He's an important guy with people who carry guns.
Absolutely.
The folks on Fox News, if you watch Fox News, they make no secret. They're in 30 Rock in New York City. They make no secret of the fact that that is guarded by security personnel who are armed.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
I mean, and you have all that going on, and yet you have the bunglers from Benghazi who couldn't protect their own ambassador, who are going to now be sitting down and making gun control policy?
Please.
They're the same ones that Fast and Furious are giving fully automatic firearms to drug dealers.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even track them. And these are the people that are going to be leaving.
Yeah, that's a good move. Yep. Like I said,
you couldn't write this stuff.
Grow a set, buddy. That's what men in this country need to do and speak out.
We need not to be, first of all, afraid to be who we are.
Correct.
You know, we know what the Constitution is and what responsibilities are, and we tend to meet them, but we don't tend to be as outgoing and articulate and, you know, out in front. We have nothing wrong. We have to hide, nothing like that. You know, it's a proud tradition.
That's right.
We built this country.
That's right.
You know, we should just keep just like you're saying.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to tell you the sad reality of some of this and something that people have not thought about. There are folks out there, you know, we talk about the celebrated cases like Junior Seau, for God's sake, who committed suicide and shot himself in the chest because he wanted his brain to go to research because of years of taking hits and God knows what else.
Yeah.
But we have people who right now, members of our military who've returned from Iraq and Afghanistan, who are suffering horribly mentally.
Oh, yeah.
Let me finish, please.
Sure.
And what has happened, and happened here in Maryland, unfortunately, what has happened is they look at this tragedy, they look at themselves, and they say, I know that I'm not the person I was before I served. Is that within me to commit such a horrible act? Because I've seen this. I've seen the atrocities of war. I've been affected by these atrocities. I don't think I can go on. And this, to me, the coverage, the irresponsible coverage of this tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, has cost some of our servicemen and women their lives because they look at it and say, could that be me? Could I have done that? Could I have snapped and done that? There was a celebrated case not long ago of a sergeant who went into a village in Afghanistan and killed women and children. Why? What happened? What happened? And we have military people in this country committing suicide in this state because precipitated by some of these events, wondering if those people could, if they could do that themselves. And that is a tragedy. A tragedy.
And not only that, it's also a linked tragedy, Alan, because it's a mental health issue.
Yes.
It's not being properly diagnosed.
Correct.
And treated. So therefore, I mean, your point is well taken. The number of people who served honorably and had committed suicide or something, how many more have now had self-doubts on their...
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
I mean, the number goes up geometrically. And, you know, are they receiving any post-traumatic stress treatment or, you know, anything else? No, they're being made to feel like victims for serving honorably and defending this country. And that is also part of the agenda, which is so disingenuous that you would do something like that. But this type of administration that we have has no problem with making political capital out of a tragedy.
Isn't that horrible?
And, you know, you talk, and nobody, you know.
And it's all lip service. I mean, you take a look at the this Storm Sandy right before the election. What's been done?
Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Lip service.
Still going on. It's right. Still going on.
That's correct. I know it is. Yep.
And where's the media coverage on it?
Well, forget it, because they don't want to talk about the failures of this administration.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'll tell you, if it was the previous administration, oh, here it is. You know, it's been a month and a half since almost 2 months since Sandy struck. You know what?
To some extent, it's interesting because realistically, George Bush should really be proud because he's had absolutely so much influence over the 8 years of his presidency and the 5 years of Obama's presidency. He must really have been powerful.
Yeah, they keep bringing his name up, don't they?
Absolutely. He should be a shoe-in for a re-election if they could do it.
All right. Hey, Joe, thanks. We got to take a break. I appreciate the call. Merry Christmas to you.
Keep up the work, man.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Bernie and John, I got you. And what's this fella's name? First initial. Well, it might take a second here. Susan, thank you very much. I said fella. I apologize. I got your email. Thank you. And I'll take care of all that for you. Okay. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They are your firearms headquarters, not only for home and personal protection, but if you like to hunt or fish, Clyde Sports Shop has everything you could need, want, or imagine. They are your local Browning, full-line Browning dealer. They've got the Satori Sporting Shotgun. It's an over-and-under available with 5 Invector DS choke tubes, ported barrels, a triple trigger system, a Vector Pro length enforcing cones. Those of you who shoot know what that I'm talking about. And there is a 725 field model also available for dove hunting and upland bird hunting if you like. Now, the X-Bolt is an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection rifle. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available. Adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. The X-Bolt, highly accurate, high-powered rifle. The BPS Hunter, the best pump shotgun available. 12, 16, 20, 28, and 410 gauges. A satin finish walnut stock. Bottom ejection. 3 Invector Plus choke tubes with the 12s and 20s. And 3 standard Invector choke tubes with the 16, 28, and 410. And then there's the Maxis. Auto loader shotgun for waterfowl hunting. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. It's available in mossy oak duck blind camo. Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. As an advertising category, college football is hotter than ever, helping fuel an extraordinary escalation in TV rights fees for college sports. Companies spent about $1 billion on college football national TV ads in the 2011 season, up 27% from the prior year. Some marketers are moving money from other parts of their ad budget. GM, the second largest advertiser in college football behind AT&T, boosted its spending on the category last season by by 24% to $46 million, despite cutting its overall U.S. ad spending by 16%. Insurer Aflac has increased its spending on college football by 47% over the past 3 years. Like pro football, college football gives marketers a way of connecting with affluent males watching live programs who are hard to reach through other TV programming, but at a lower price than the NFL. Marketers say sports is the one anti-skip-the-commercial venue left. I'm Jennifer Kishinko with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free. The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, you can have yours built by the experts at Web.com absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days free. Over 3 million small businesses rely on Web.com every day. Call now and find out why. Call 800-338-1741. That's 800-338-1741, 800-338-1741, or go to web.com/radio.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, I talked to my buddies down at Tochterman's the other day. Let me tell you what. They have got so much stuff, and they have everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing. They're inviting you to stop in to check it out for your favorite fisherman on your wish list for Christmas. Now, they do have the special on St. Croix going on right now. You buy two St. Croix rods, totaling $230 in retail, which is not a bad price for a great quality rod like St. Croix. And St. Croix, once you send in the UPC code and the, you know, the register tape and all that type of thing, they're going to send you a brand new fishing rod. So you get three for the price of two. It is a great deal from St. Croix Fishing Rods. And when you buy those any St. Croix rod at Tochterman's, they're going to give you a ticket to win another high-end St. Croix fishing rod in the month of January. So stop by. Don't forget, gift cards are available, gift certificates are available from Tochterman's, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, two and a half blocks east of Broadway there, and you will enjoy your trip to Tochterman's. If you like being surrounded by fish and tackle and you like to pick up and touch fishing rods and reels and all the tackle and see the Yeti coolers and see all the fly fishing stuff and visit the fly tying room upstairs, it's all there. So make sure you stop by. Tochterman's, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, just in time for Christmas. They're open today, Monday. They're not open Christmas Day. So make sure you stop by and tell them that you heard it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. The phone number, 410-327-6942, 410-327-6942. It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your
your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
As brave and heroic and as self-sacrificing as those teachers were in those classrooms, and as prompt and professional and well-trained as those police were when they responded, they were unable, through no fault of their own, unable to stop it. As parents, we do everything we can to keep our children safe. It's now time for us to assume responsibility for our schools. The only way to stop a monster from killing our kids is to be personally involved and invested in a plan of absolute protection. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Would you rather have your 911 call bring a good guy with a gun from a mile away or from a minute away?
All right, we got a lot of callers. Let's talk to Andy in Dundalk, then Harry, and then Steve. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm not a hunter. I listen to your show every Saturday morning.
Well, I appreciate that.
I started listening to it when I was working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm retired now, and I still get up and listen to it.
Great. Thank you.
No, I just called to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And it's, you know, been a, your show has been really good to me. So I listen to everything you say, and I observe everything.
I appreciate that, Andy. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you
buddy.
Have a good one. Be safe.
Merry Christmas. You too, buddy.
Merry
thank
Christmas
you.
To you too.
All righty. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Harry in his car. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just doing wonderful. I'm driving up to York to the gun show, and you're not going to have a nice morning.
Good.
Okay, I wanted to comment on the NRA, and I watched Wayne LaPierre and so forth yesterday on the Internet when he gave his speech, and it was probably the most powerful on-the-spot speech. I hate to even call it a speech because that doesn't give it credence.
Right.
It was so on-the-spot that people were texting me, knowing how what an advocate I am for the NRA, and back and forth. God, I can't believe he's saying these great things,
yes,
and so forth and so forth. Yet on my Facebook, you know, you get the liberals that come back and say, "Oh, but they just panned them," of course, which I expect.
Well, yeah, of course. But hey, by the way, Harry, talk about Facebook. I don't know if you participate in that, but all the Ellis Outdoor entities have Facebook. Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Outdoorsman Radio Show, Ellis Outdoors, and Maryland Loves Crabs. If anybody would like to like us on Facebook, we would greatly appreciate it.
No, I mean, I have to go check that out because I'm not even aware of that.
Yeah, EllisOutdoors.com.
I said I don't know much about Facebook, so I'll have to check that out.
Okay, gotcha.
But what I wanted to really say was the membership in the NRA, and I certainly hope that everybody that's listening will do similar to what I've done, and that is, don't listen to these things that the NRA is getting 8,000 new members a day. Yes, they are. That's not important. Don't say to yourself, oh, they have enough money now. They have enough power behind them of the people. They need 10 times more.
That's
they
right.
80,000 people a day. I took the initiative yesterday, and I'm certainly not a wealthy man. I took the initiative, though, to cobble together enough money where I upped my membership from an individual annual membership to a lifetime membership. And they were very grateful when I called them to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everybody to join the NRA, whether it's the $35 membership or the lifetime membership. I encourage you to look at other children that are out there. And I've bought over the years, I couldn't tell you how many gifts for children of the NRA membership the children's magazine is just a wonderful thing for them to receive. They love it. And even adults that are even mildly interested in firearms, the American Rifleman or Freedom Magazine, these are such great periodicals. You know, if you want to give somebody a Christmas gift, the gentleman right before me said Merry Christmas. And if you want to give somebody a Christmas gift, one of the best gifts you could spend for that person is for $35, or I think that's what the membership is.
Right.
Is to buy a membership for another person. Don't buy something that is absolutely useless. Oh, I'm going to go out and get this guy a shirt.
Yep.
He won't even remember where he got it.
Harry, appreciate that.
You got it. Thanks so much.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate
Thank
your show. Merry Christmas to
all.
All
righty. You too. Bye-bye. Bye. If you'd like to join the NRA, that number again, 1-877-NRA-2000. Let's talk to Steve in Eldersburg. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Morning, Al. I have two things. One, I just want to jump in here, wish you Merry Christmas.
Yep.
The other one was enter the contest, actually the third one. Real quick comment on what Wayne had to say yesterday. I think it was great, personally.
The first text message I got was, looks like the NRA grew a set.
Finally.
That's a lot of people's sentiment. Yep.
I dropped my membership because of the way they were going. I'm about to re-up it again.
I think you should. Yep.
All right. I'm attempting to work in this point, so let me get off here. Like I said, everybody have a Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate that. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. There goes Steve in Eldersburg. All right, let me tell you one more time about the Outdoor Sportsman Expo, the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo, coming up at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can win an African safari. You can meet Razor Dobbs, host of Razor Dobbs Alive on Saturday and Sunday. He'll be there. And tickets are on sale now at OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com, OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com. There are lots of outfitters there. There are over 100 exhibitors that are talking about hunting, fishing, boating, and the outdoor specialists to help you plan your next adventure. Local Chesapeake guides, African safaris, gun specialists, fishing tackle, it's all there. Once again, visit the www.outdoorsportsmanexpo.com for more information on the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You'll be glad you did. Pete's Cycle Company is now offering the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013. They have arrived there at Pete's Cycle just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, the Ranger, and the Razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. This offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. And don't forget about Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters. It's the BPS Hunter, the best pump shotgun available. The X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt action, big game hunting perfection. The 725 Satori for shooting sports, and the field motto is available for upland hunting if you'd like. And the Maxis, you talk about a waterfowl hunting gun, the autoloader shotgun is waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and it's available in Mossy Oak Duck Blind Camo. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The website, ClydeSports.com.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Since when did the gun automatically become a bad word? A gun in the hands of a Secret Service agent protecting our president isn't a bad word. A gun in the hands of a soldier protecting the United States of America isn't a bad word. And when you hear your glass breaking at 3 a.m. and you call 911, you won't be able to pray hard enough for a gun in the hands of a good guy to get there fast enough to protect you. So, why is the idea of a gun good when it's used to protect the president of our country or our police, but bad when it's used to protect our children in our schools? They're our kids. They're our responsibility. And it's not just our duty to protect them, it's our right to protect them.
Well, there's the music. I just want to wish everybody that's listening a very Merry Christmas. And remember, the reason for the season is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed to say that. Don't be ashamed to be an American. Don't be ashamed to be a gun owner. Don't be ashamed to be a Christian. And don't be ashamed to be a man. I'm Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. If you'd like to contact me, you can. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. You can like us on Facebook. But right now, it's time for me to say goodbye for